Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Welcome to our show, and we have again with us this week Max Greiner. Max, good to see you again. Tell us a little bit about who you are again. We know you've told this before and you've shared this before, but there's a lot of new folks that are listening now that may not have heard that broadcast, so if you will.
Okay, well, the husband of Sherry Greiner,
who's sitting right here with me on KSLR. Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. And I'm still with him.
That's right. We celebrated our 40-year anniversary last week.
Happy anniversary.
So God works miracles. We're evidence of it, proof of it, and everybody has a cross to bear, you know, and Sherry's had to put up with me all these years, but I thank God for this woman who's been so good to me. But I'm an artist. I am a evangelist by calling, but I am a husband, I am a father, and I've been making artwork since 1978, and by the grace of God, I haven't had a real job since then.
And so you've been an artist and evangelist and serving God. It doesn't get any better than
that.
Now you're a radio star.
That's right. Well, there's some challenges along the way, but we'll talk about that in the show.
All right. Now, every week we do a miracle of the week, and I know this is one of your favorite times. So if you don't mind, share the miracle of the week with us right now.
Okay. Well, folks, you know, again, we're talking about this garden in Kerrville, Texas on Interstate 10, just 1 hour north of San Antonio. And thousands of people are experiencing genuine biblical-type miracles out there. And a lot of people don't think God still works miracles. A lot of people don't even think he's real. But he is real, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is still working miracles, and thousands of all kinds of miracles have been happening to people from all over the world and all 50 states. But we had kind of an interesting thing happen a few weeks ago. Jeff Anderson and I went out to Nashville, Tennessee, to do a convention there at the convention center. And we had my art exhibit up with my Christian art, and I also promoted the garden there at the show to tell people to, you know, come to Kerrville and see this garden, that sculpture prayer garden we're building for Jesus. And the phenomena that happened at the garden happened there at the show. And as literally we told people about the amazing things God was doing, including this Shekinah glory dust that forms on people out of thin air at the garden, well, it formed on people in the booth in Nashville, Tennessee, as we were just talking about the miracles that are happening back in Kerrville, Texas. And so that's kind of neat. Our God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And this phenomena does happen a lot in Kerrville, but it's happening all over the world with believers. And it just looks like fine glitter or dust, but literally I've got the pictures of the people that came in the booth, and as we told them about the vision in Kerrville to win souls for Jesus, he sprinkled them with this what looks like glitter all over their hands and face.
You know, someday, if things evolve like we hope they will, we'll be doing some television as well, and one of the things I'm looking forward to is capturing with a television image those people that experienced that dust the first time.
Yeah,
I've seen them.
You
and
bet.
It's
like, awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, and it really sets people's faith on fire. I mean, people say, why does God need to work miracles? Well, that's up to him, but I can tell you one thing it does. When you experience a one-on-one miracle with the Most High God, you are changed, and it just really intensifies your faith, so you can believe for other things you need to believe for in your life when you experience a miracle.
And that's, to me, one of the most powerful things about the cross, is when you go there, for some reason, this environment is perfect for this, and it's conducive for these kind of miracles and these kind of experiences. And when people go to the cross, and they have these experiences, and they take these back where they live, and of course, that even spreads the word even more.
Right, right.
Well, the King is coming. And we got a big deal coming up on September 13th. Talk a little bit about that.
Roy, we got something really exciting that's about to happen. The King is coming. First, the Coming King sculpture that I've created many years ago, the life-size bronze sculpture, it is being finished, and it is actually being delivered right now. And the sculpture is being placed there in the garden as the centerpiece right in front of the cross. And we have that being placed so it would be ready for our dedication. And now that that sculpture has been placed, we're able to dedicate the whole garden, and that's going to happen on September 13th.
And this thing is massive. It's massive.
Yeah, it's actually 18 feet tall. It's on a 7-foot. Stone base, so it'll make it all 25 feet in all. The sculpture itself, it weighs 5,000 pounds in bronze, and it's going to be a pretty magnificent thing, because you'll see a Christ on a white horse coming in glory in the clouds right in front of the big, giant, hollow, empty cross.
Now, this all started for you as a vision, and I understand it was almost 14 years ago that this all started, and it's now finally being completed.
Yeah, it's taken a while. We have grown old trying to do this thing that God asked us to do, and but it's finally coming together, and it's been lots of battles and lots of challenges and hurdles over the years, but Sherry stayed with me, and the friends have stayed with me, and we've all prayed, and we have thousands of folks that have prayed for us, and a team of in the hundreds that have actually been doing the work, but it's coming together. And this sculpture that's coming in, it's appropriate, because it's Christ returning in glory on the white horse from Revelation 19:11, and that's the end of the book. For those of you who don't know about Revelation, that's when everything kind of wraps up. And so we started the garden with a big, giant 77-foot cross that we put up in July of 2010 in the garden. And now the cross-shaped garden at the top is being finished with the sculpture that shows the return of Christ. And there are many people that think the return of Christ is pretty close, including my wife over here.
All you got to do is watch television.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, watch the news.
Listen.
Yeah, watch the news, exactly. But it's going to have, it's in addition to the horse, which is in the Revelation. Again, a lot of people don't know Jesus has a horse, but read the book, Revelation 19:11. But he, it says he's going to come with fire in his eyes, and it says that there'll be a sword, and he'll be the last trump. And so we have a shofar in the hand, one hand of Christ, and the sword of the Spirit in the other hand. And his expression on his face is serious, because what that scriptures talk about, I mean, that's even the grapes of wrath from the soul songs that we've sang in the past. That's when he's coming back to judge and to deal with all those people that have hurt his children and have rejected him. And so this is the second coming of Christ. So that's what's the sculpture that's coming in.
Now, is this the last bronze that's coming in?
Yeah, it's the last one for the cross-shaped garden at the top. That was the original vision. Now, hopefully, we will have other sculptures donated for the acreage that we'll be placing later.
Because your acreage has grown since you first started.
Yeah, we have 24.5 acres, and so hopefully we'll have other sculptures. But what's very significant about this is the completion of what God asked us to do. He asked us to build that central 300-foot cross-shaped garden with the gospel in multiple languages.
Now, one more time for those people who are listening that didn't get this, how big is this thing?
The sculpture?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's an 18-foot-tall, life-size bronze sculpture on a 7-foot base, stone base, so it makes a total of 25 feet, and it's positioned in front of the 77-foot, 7-inch empty cross sculpture made out of Corten steel. So it will be a magnificent thing to see as you walk up this cross-shaped garden and you see Christ on the white horse.
The word that comes to my mind is majestic.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
it's majestic.
It will be. I've actually seen it in my mind for all these years since, you know, 2002. But I made a model of this garden back years ago and put the figures in and then photographed it with a camera, and I saw what people one day would see, and it's going to be one of those photographic moments.
Well, this whole thing's been a result in your vision.
Yeah.
Because all these things, it's got to be, for you and Sherry both, this has got to be really a special moment, because I've known you for several years, and I know you've been talking about this, but to see all this come to fruition and see it happen, it's got to be an exciting time for you.
Amen, and we're still alive.
Right.
And we can still get up there without having to use the handicap ramp.
Now, you know,
we
still have battle scars.
Yeah, we have battle scars, as Sherry said.
You have a baptismal pool in that.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
Us about
here,
that.
Okay, so what we've designed, the way God said do it, is that this big sculpture, Christ on the White Horse, is going to sit atop a stone base that has a 7 foot by 7 foot wide living water waterfall. And that water will cascade down the front of the rocks into a pool, which we will make into a baptismal pool. And so that way people can literally go into that cross, they can be saved, born again, and then they can be filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered, and then if they want to, they can go right over there 20 feet and get water baptized.
Now, the cross itself is not a church.
Correct.
But churches, I see, can use this so they can use the baptismal pool if they want. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Well, what we'll be doing is we'll have this baptismal pool so that anyone that wants to use it can get water baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they'll even have a plaque that explains about water baptism, spirit baptism, and baptism into the body of Christ, which we call salvation. But what we realize is that a lot of churches in our community don't have baptismal pools. They're too small. Or fountains or baptismals. And so we're going to welcome them if they want to come out Sundays after church and baptize their people right there at the foot of the cross. And we know that's going to happen.
I mean, it's a significant event in anybody's life when they become baptized. But to be baptized in this pool in front of this cross,
right.
It's like they won't forget that.
Yeah, no, it'll make some real good pictures. And we also think that probably there'll be so much demand for water baptisms that we will have our tour guide schedule like a weekly baptismal service where people that want to come out and get water baptized, even if they're not part of a particular church at the moment, they can come out with one of our tour guide chaplains and get water baptized.
Now, the timing of the dedication is significant.
Yeah, this dedication that we're doing, again, it's September 13th, 2015. It happens to be Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, Shemitah, and the end of Shemitah, and the beginning of Jubilee. And so this is a type of a last day's tabernacle that we're building, a Jewish tabernacle, according to the scriptures, Amos 9:11, Isaiah 2:2, and Micah 4:1. And we think this is a type of that last day's tabernacle, but the Jewish heritage is all through this garden, and it is what makes it really significant.
All right. Type of last day's tabernacle.
Well, again, you know, the Bible says that in the last days the tabernacle will be rebuilt. A lot of people don't even take that literal, and maybe it's not, but it might be literal. And if it is, what we have done fulfills those scriptures. And again, we don't know if this is the tabernacle or a type. All we're trying to do is be obedient to God. But it's something, and thousands of people are coming to Jesus, and miracles are happening, and it's His.
When is the dedication?
Okay, it's going to be Sunday, September 13th, 2015, at 2:30 p.m. And everybody's welcome, and it's all free. And you can find out more about it by going to our website, either www.thecrossatkerrville.org or thecomingkingfoundation.org. And there's an RSVP link you can click on. And you can also call us at our phone number if you want to, and 830-928-7774. That's 928-7774.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back again this week with some more amazing comments from everyone who has filled out a comment or a card, or either they've sent it in one way or another. The first one I want to read you is from a man named Marty Flack, and he is from Finland. He says, "I felt something coming into Kerrville. It was amazing. I did not know where the cross would be. I have seen thousands of crosses around the world in over 60 nations, but I have never seen an empty cross. It will draw international attention to Kerrville. This empty cross will touch the nations. You only need for your life one empty cross. It is about Jesus, not art. It would be wonderful to see the prayer garden around the world, especially in Israel. The empty cross means to me that God sent His Son to die for my sins and set me free. I came 9,000 miles from my home in Finland to see this cross. Sometimes you have to go far to see near. I am praying every American would see near, pray for this wonderful nation, and turn back to God. It really blessed us to be in the prayer garden." Okay, and the next one is from Dr. James Grassi, and he's with the Men's Ministry Catalyst in Post Falls, Idaho. "I am so proud of you. God is awesome and has done some amazing work through your ministry. I'm so glad we are reconnected. Let's work together to fill the nets. He is coming. To God be all the glory." And third, let's see, we have, this is a very dear friend, Shay Cowden from Kerrville. She's actually our neighbor. She says, "I went up to the cross. It was just amazing. The music was so beautiful. Wow, and the statues. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Every time I go up there, it never ceases to amaze me." Shay Cowden. In fact, we named our daughter after her, Shay. Okay, I think I'm being told I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to save the others for next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.